Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is a lesson we just heard, to which I would add, as an introduction and as a summary, the very first verse of that chapter. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I remember reading a history of World War II and reading about the Desert Fox, Erwin Rommel, and the battles he fought in North Africa with the Africa Corps against the British Eighth Army. Rommel brought to light two words in military history. And two words, I believe, fit our work here in the seminary. First one is Schwerpunkt. What is their Schwerpunkt? The Schwerpunkt is a point of contact. It is the alive and intelligent general surveying his troops in position, and as they move out, he notices the enemy on the horizon, and he notices there. Make the Schwerpunkt there. And they go for broke. There, at the Schwerpunkt. At the heavy place. At the hitting place. People, that's why you're here. Because we see through the eyes of Christ on the horizon of the world, der Schwerpunkt. The place of contact. And what is it? It is missions. Our whole drive, our lifeblood must be for missions. That's why we give it everything we've got at that point of contact. Missions. That's why you're here. And for no other reason. First of all, we notice in the text, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's the content of our mission. Let me retranslate it. There is a faith, then, which we have. It is a basis for that which we hope. The evidence for this, of course, we have not yet seen. Word is splendid in that verse, hypostasis, the basis. But you recognize a word, don't you? What name comes to your mind as I talk about the hypostasis? It is not the simple word basis or reality or whatever you will. Jesus Christ. He is the basis and the person of whom it speaks. We are not in the business of holding people up to faith. We're holding them up to Jesus Christ. He is the one. He is the very substance of our faith. He is our ground of being. He is the one who gave his life in exchange for me. He took my place before God's anger, and by his death and resurrection, he has made peace between God and me and between the whole world and himself. That's the content of our mission. Christ, who gave his life for the sinners of all the world, and that means all the world. But read something else. The last verse. God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. That's it. I said it was mission, didn't I? There it is. Why didn't God close up shop right then at Easter? Or at least at the Ascension? Because he had something in mind for his creation, for you, that they should not become perfect, come to completion, come to fruition, apart from you. And that's why you are here. If you aren't here to be a missionary, then why are you here? That's the only reason for being here. There isn't any other. We know why we're here. We're here because we are to prepare and to train for that work for which he has ordained us, to carry Jesus Christ to the world. Now it seems to me in the text I read something else. If our mission is to prepare, to train, to become ready to bring the gospel to the world, then there is a fulfilling of that mission, is it not so? The fulfilling of that mission is listed so beautifully in the text. Perhaps I ought to read it, I can say it no better. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight armies of the aliens, women received their dead raised to life again. Two things. First of all, if you're going to do mission, you got to do it. Not talk about it. Not theorize. And if we're going to put it into action, where will it be except in your life and mine? And furthermore, you heard what I read. Violence of fire, mouths of lions, armies of aliens. It certainly seems implicit to me, and rather explicit, that in doing God's work, in performing his mission, it will not be that easy, will it? Whoever said it would. But I want you to listen to me when I share with you a feeling and a faith within my heart. Don't you ever think about wherever you're called as something less than you are capable of. God doesn't make mistakes. Furthermore, never, never, never let some kind of jealousy or feeling of disappointment touch your heart. Much better over there. It's all out there, the whole world, and it's our world, people. It's our world to bring to Jesus Christ. What are you talking about? I don't belong there. You belong there. And no matter what the encounter, the lion or the fire or the alien, take the list. You're going to face it because they did, and so will you. But you are not going to complain. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. Still others had trials of mocking, scourging, chains, imprisonment, stones, and what have you, of whom the world is not worthy. There is no guarantee in Jesus Christ that you will not be called upon to suffer for him and to work for him and to sweat for him. And you should. Who do we think we are? That we should be exempt. Or we are not called upon to do such an awful thing. Who do we think we are? Why, it seems to me, and what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets. Why, we are the people upon whom the ends of the earth have come. We are the people around whom the world pivots. You. Not because of you, we know better, because of him. But he has honored you and called you that you should be his servant. And he would have you take this word to heart. You Davids and Jephthahs and Samuels and Baraks and all of them. Take him to heart. That's why you're here. To take him to heart. And to take his word to heart as a real word for a real world at a real time for real people. And you're it. Does it sound terrible if I say this? I'm sure my brethren in the faculty will forgive me. You're not here to be sign language experts. Or even exegetes, or historians, or systematicians. All of these are to prepare you, they're supportive, so that you can be a missionary for Jesus Christ. And so you learn them well, so that you can be the best missionary he's ever called. And why shouldn't you be? Well, what's left? Didn't I say two words at the beginning? I only gave you one. The Schwerpunkt. One more. Der Angriff. The attack. That's it. You know the spot of contact with the world. And there's only one thing left to do, and that's der Angriff, the attack. In Jesus Christ. Amen.